You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, not only about the firefight incident at the border between Sinai, Egypt, and Gaza, leaving one Egyptian soldier, KIA, but also the suspicion for quite some months that Egypt had more to do with the Hamas ability to raise an army, to arm an army, to launch the attack, than being a bystander, that the highway of tunnels running underneath Gaza into Egypt were the resupply and escape and rotation of Hamas for years. Much more to learn. Jonathan comments, knowing, of course, that it's a diplomatic story as well as a military story. But the Rafah crossing has underneath it the Rafah tunnels. What is to be learned about who knew and when in Cairo? Here's Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Much more of this tonight and in weeks to come.
Well, I'm not sure that the Egyptians are going to take responsibility for anything that's happened. From what I understand right now, that is a very unlikely scenario. The last thing they're going to want to do is to issue a mea culpa for what they have apparently allowed to operate beneath the Philadelphia route for maybe as much as 6 years. But this firefight that took place the other day on the border is deeply alarming. You know, as we understand it, an Egyptian soldier opened fire on the Israelis. The Israelis fired back, killing an Egyptian soldier. Now, after that, I think if there's any good news from that episode, it was that the Egyptians were quick to dismiss it as an incident, not as an escalation, not as an act of war. So clearly they're not looking to create problems with the Israelis. But one does have to ask, why are they hostile to the Israelis? Why are they shooting from across the border? And I do keep coming back to this same problem, which is that I think the Egyptians have yet to acknowledge their role in arming Hamas, in allowing Hamas to have safe passage. I believe that the Egyptians were, to some extent or another, complicit in the attack of 10/7. They are complicit in the outbreak of this regional war that the United States is still trying to contain.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.